It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson with Tessa Simakulwa, with Jim Johnson, and with Paddy Fitzsimons. Fitzsimons, yep, I had to double check that in my own mind briefly. We are going to be talking about, well, frankly, all sorts over the course of the show, because it is a 10-game Saturday and Sunday. We'll even touch on Liverpool. Be interesting to speak to Tezza after Monday night about how he felt that game went from a Liverpool perspective, and also in amongst there as well, get the thoughts of Paddy and Jim. All of it is to come. It starts off with, though, Southampton versus Manchester United. So we'll start off with Tezza on United, who we spoke before the game. The manager, it was interesting, there was a lot of framing of made some big calls. I think two of the calls that were deemed the biggest, I don't think were. I don't think it made a massive... It didn't feel controversial from the outside looking in that he doesn't start Maguire or Ronaldo. What I thought was really interesting was it felt to me as though he very deliberately had made Bruno Fernandes the star of the show and the main man, and everything revolved around him. That was a bit of a shift. He got the captain's armbands. There was no Ronaldo on the pitch, but the whole makeup of the side, I felt, suited Bruno Fernandes, and the manager got the performance he wanted from him.
Yeah, and I think Bruno, as we've like mentioned during parts of last season, his form dipped, especially when Ronaldo came into the team, because a lot of the responsibilities were taken away from him, like taking the penalties and being that star man, and that's kind of his role in the team under Solskjaer. That's what he thrived under. And I think the pressure of him almost having to be the second in command since Ronaldo's come in kind of got to him. And yeah, I mean, when we had the little preview before the game, I think I nearly named the whole team correctly. The only one I didn't get was probably Maguire, I think. Apart from that, I think I named everyone else correctly. So I can understand Ten Hag's thinking and that game when he put it out before, well, when he put it out and he made the changes with dropping Maguire, Ronaldo and Shaw. And to be honest, I don't really think that controversial.
No.
Maguire and Shaw haven't been in form for the best part of 6 to 8 months. And Ronaldo, you know how United play. We can't really transition and we can't really press with Ronaldo, and especially against Liverpool, them being a very physical team who presses non-stop. We had to change the team, and I think Bruno epitomised that, and the captain's armband made him bigger than he has been previously.